The Pebble Partnership announced today it has officially formed a new advisory committee in an effort to expand its engagement with stakeholders. The company noted the commitments of five founding members, Willie Hensley, Kimberly Williams, Jim Matty, General Joseph Ralston, and Terrence Rock Salt. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for Pebble Mine.
We're putting together an advisory committee to help advise us on a range of issues regarding Pebble, everything from engineering to environmental design to community benefits and concerns.
Jim Matty is a past president of the League of Conservation Voters and the National Park Foundation. Terrence Rock Salt is a former deputy assistant secretary of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. General Joel Ralston is a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kim Williams is a former executive director of Nunumta Aluxtai and a chief with the Churyung tribe. And Willie Hensley is a longtime Alaska Native leader who served in both the State House and Senate.
Willie certainly has a great reputation and level of experience in Alaska, is very respected in the Alaska Native community, and also has done a lot of work with the development community and kind of bridges a lot of different kind of stakeholder groups and interests.
Heatwall says one of the first tasks the advisory committee will have is to recruit additional members to finalize a 10 to 12 member group. Members can receive a small amount of pay to compensate for their time, travel, and expense, but can also decline if they wish. Pebble says the participants will not be bound by confidentiality agreements or any other limitation on their rights of public expression, including to speak in opposition to the controversial project.
We wanted to make sure that we had a range of views, everything from maybe proponent to neutral and process-focused to opponent, so that we're getting critical input and advice.
Last week, the EPA agreed to back down from a proposed preemptive veto, and Pebble agreed to put a project into the permitting phase within 2.5 years. Pebble says they have a smaller, modern mine plan in the works and a number of initiatives they want to talk about soon with the region. Heatwall says the advisory committee will get to review these plans and offer feedback.
Their advice will be shared with the company, and we're certainly going to try to take as much of that on board as we can, and really pretty wide open in terms of what they can look at and the types of things they can comment to us about.
Heatwall says Pebble hopes to get the committee members together for the first time this summer for a full project overview and a trip out to the site north of Iliamna. After that, the committee will meet formally 2 to 3 times a year and more often by phone or video conference. Pebble has agreed to make the committee's work and comments public, including any recommendations the company does not adopt.